The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
You and I are like peas and carrots, because we're both listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. His show is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get. Here are the rules of engagement. You can text message Michael at the number 33103. Start the text message with the word Mike or Michael, and you can ask Michael anything. You can download this show as a podcast. If you like, you can follow Michael on X, formerly Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. To check out Michael's merch, or to find out what time your local affiliate broadcasts his show, go to where Little Jenny says...
Michael says gohere.com.
What's that, Jenny?
Michael says gohere.com.
Hold on tight to your dreams. The show's about to begin. Back to you, Michael.
There you go. There are the rules of engagement. In 60 seconds, right there, rules of engagement.
Who knew you had Forrest Gump listening into your show?
Who is that voice? Who is that voice?
I don't know, some idiot.
Well, that is certainly true. So for those of you that listen, now I'm broadcasting normally from my flagship station, Freedom, here in Denver, Colorado. Freedom 93.7, Real News, Real Talk. But my weekday producer, his name is Dragon Redbeard. He's a total idiot. Is what he is.
Must be
total idiot. So he was it yesterday you told me or day before? Well, anyway,
one day this week,
Dragon during a break during the morning show tells me, "Hey, I've got to go to this award dinner on Saturday night, so I'm not working." Dragon's like me; we're workaholics, and Dragon works a Saturday show too. All right, he works a Saturday job, I should say, to be more specific. And he said, "So I'm taking off the whole day because I've got this dinner I have to go to Saturday evening."
Yeah, I'm not sure if I should be worried about that, because the boss is over there. It's like, "Hey, it's easier to cover a 12-hour shift, your full 12-hour shift, versus just the 4 hours you need. So just take the whole day off."
Right. So clearly, even though we are supposedly, you know, what was it during the pandemic? You were an essential employee.
Yeah.
Well, apparently you may not be an essential employee. I'm just saying. I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah, no, is that their way of trying to scoot me out the door?
That's right. I wouldn't worry about that whatsoever. So Dragon comes into the studio here during the weekday program and says, "I don't have anything to do. What if I just come in and sit on the weekend program with you and just kind of see what you do and meet Damien, you know, my producer in L.A.? And I said, "Well, sure, if you want to do that." And I'm thinking to myself, "Man, you're absolutely crazy. What are you doing that for?" But for those of you that know Dragon locally, he's here today just for the fun of it because he loves me so much. That's why. That's exactly why he's here.
Yeah.
And I know that's why he's here. Plus, he really wanted to see how a real program runs, and he wanted to see how a real producer works. So he came in here to see if he couldn't learn some things. So that's why he's here. But here's the best part about this dinner that he's going to. He's going to a dinner tonight that I've been to, I think, either 3 or 4 times in my life. And it's a dinner. It's like Oscars. It's like going to the Oscars. Except, well, it's kind of Oscars. I wouldn't say for ugly
Oscars
people.
Oscars for radio? Because yeah, Oscars, we all have faces for radio.
That's why it's Oscars for ugly people. Yeah. Because, we all have a face for radio. But here's the best part of this award program. I don't know what it is about it, but it is, and I'm not going to say anything about who hosts it, or I'm not going to say anything about where it is, the venue, or anything, but it is the noisiest thing that I've ever been to. You know, I've been to a lot of noisy things in my life. You got to remember, I've been in places where, you know, you had to wear earplugs and hard hats and all that sort of stuff, and you had to put on, you know, like in the middle of a Black Hawk helicopter. For all you military guys, you know that in a Black Hawk helicopter, it's pretty damn noisy. So you got the headsets on, not only so you can hear the pilot and talk to each other, but because it's so damn noisy. Well, that's kind of what Dragon needs to go to this dinner tonight. But the
not going
to
be like one of those dinner shows where, you know, you can actually hear what's going up on the stage.
No.
It's not a performance or the Mystery Science Theater.
No.
Nothing like that.
You silly goose, because let me explain to you. Okay. So the last one that I went to, they always have an act, or you know, it's a singer, you know, it's a country singer, or it's a rock singer, maybe the last time it was a comedian, a local comedian by the name of Josh Blue, who is fairly famous around the country.
Very funny.
Yeah, and hilarious. I have never seen Josh Blue in my life. So I was pretty damn excited. So I said to my wife, I said, "Hey Tamara, let's go to this awards dinner tonight because Josh Blue's going to be there." And now, she's been to I think she's been to one of them before. And so it's kind of hard to convince her to go to this one.
Who is your plus one for the others?
I didn't have a plus one.
Oh, wow.
And in fact, it was somewhere
you couldn't even get your own wife to go to an award ceremony that you were going to win an award at? That's pretty sad, Michael.
No, it shows how smart she is.
Mrs. Redbeard wants to go. Oh, free food? Let's go.
Free food, right. Free food. Free rubber chicken. I convinced Tamara to go to this, to the last one that I went to, which has been several years ago, because Josh Blue was the comedian, the act that was going to be there. So we get a table up, I would say, not the first row, but the second row of tables.
You don't get to pick your table. We have assigned seats. At least we were told.
Right. So
okay.
That's where our seats were. Okay. So let me make that clear. But we wanted to make sure we got seats, so you know how you go to these things and it's tables of eight, and if you don't get the right seat, you're turned around, and pretty soon by the end of the program, your neck, you have to see the chiropractor the next day.
You're facing the crowd rather than the stage.
Right, or you have to, you know, go see a surgeon or something. So we wanted to make sure we got there in time so we could just face the stage and listen to Josh Blue. So they introduced Josh Blue, and nobody sits, I mean, the people who were milling around continue to mill around. The people, even at our table that were talking, continued to talk, and I bet of a 30-minute or maybe 20-minute act, I don't know how long it was, whatever it was, 20 or 30 minutes, I bet I heard two jokes. Two jokes. That's how disrespectful the crowd was. But then I think to myself, oh, but wait a minute, these are radio people, so I should expect them to be rude. So Dragon is in here today in order to see some professionalism and to see how things really work on a nationally syndicated program so that tonight when he goes to the awards dinner, he can think back to the 3 hours he spent with me today on a Saturday and think just how wonderful it was.
Well, according to this texter right here, 3514, Mike Dragon! Now the show will be good today.
Let me refresh
just
my text.
Up. Yeah, just saying. They all know what's up.
Oh, but there's also somebody that says, "Run, Dragon, run! Get out of here as fast as you can."
I know. I don't know. I really don't know why I'm here. Am I really that bored? Probably.
Well, I'm glad to have you. So, anyway, if you hear that other voice, that's Dragon Redbeard, the famous producer of The Situation with Michael Brown during the weekday, which you can hear. Remember, don't forget, you can listen to it from 6 to 10 Mountain Time on 630 KHEL on your free-to-you iHeartRadio app. And, of course, you can always subscribe to the podcast, The Situation with Michael Brown, and then you get the 20 hours of the weekday program and the 3 hours of the weekend program, and you get 23 hours of me, and that is more than enough. You can stop your Ambien. You can stop your anti-anxiety medications. You can stop all your medications because I'll just put you to sleep. So let's get started. There is, once again, I'm starting out with about 40 different tabs here that of stories that I want to cover, and I'm not quite sure which one to start with, but let's do this one. And it is already break time. Good grief. So don't forget, I mean, don't absolutely forget, if you want to follow me on X, Facebook, or Instagram, go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com, michaelsaysgohere.com, and give me a follow on Twitter, X, Facebook, and Instagram.
So you know what that means. Hot cars! And cool April nights is back, April 19th to the 28th. It's going to be bigger than ever. So mark your calendar for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shines, a drive-in movie, cornhole tournament with $1,000 in prizes. Don't forget to dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 26th. End the week by coming to the biggest show and shine of them all at the Civic Auditorium on Saturday, April 27th. There will be 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, a variety of vendors, and lots of chances to win prizes at our annual Poker Walk or Raffle City. Get your tickets today at any of the 8 local Napa Auto Parts stores to avoid the line. Cool April Nights returns April 19th to the 28th, so mark your calendars. For a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there are several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
At Black Bear Diner, sandwich stacks are here, and they're tall on irresistible flavors. Indulge in a double bacon stack, hand-breaded crispy chicken stack, a tri-tip cheddar stack, or a crispy cod stack. There's a stack for everyone. Get yours today at Black Bear Diner. Now available for limited time. Served all day, every day. In Redding on Hilltop Drive, order one now at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Hello, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Hey, welcome back to Beacon with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. Don't forget, you always send me a text message. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Just start out your whatever app you use for messaging, the number is 33103, and then you start the message with either the word Mike or Michael. So you smart asses don't have what?
I'm enjoying all these texts that are coming in for sure.
Well, I'm not even looking at them right now.
Not only do we get the situation with Dragon during the week, we now get the weekend with Dragon.
You know, just shut up and leave me alone. I've got, you know, we have a nationally syndicated program to do here, and we're serious on this program.
That's where all the show prep that I do for you on the weekday show, you're actually going to use here on the weekend. So go ahead.
You'll actually get to see that use here in a minute.
Yeah. Because I never get to see it on the weekday show. Thanks.
What a whiner. Historian Victor Davis Hanson, you've heard him before if you've ever seen. Well, he appears not just on Fox News. He appears all over the place because he is a historian at Stanford University. He's probably one of the smartest guys in terms of just an overall view of what's going on in the world. He's described Biden's botched Afghanistan withdrawal. He was on a program with Nigel Farage on the United Kingdom on GB News. And he described the withdrawal of the U.S. as, quote, the greatest humiliation since Saigon. Remember when North Vietnamese troops captured the South Vietnamese capital as U.S. forces were, you know, evacuating from helicopters off the roof of the helicopters? Remember that? Well, maybe you don't remember it, but I'm just at the right age where I have that kind of memory as a child of my parents watching that on television and asking my parents, like, you know, what the hell's going on here? Well, Hanson's comments came during this interview with Nigel Farage on this British station, and he pointed to the withdrawal as the moment that Americans, but I think more importantly, that was the moment the world leaders started to view Joe Biden as weak. He said this, prior to August 2021, he, Biden, was polling around 53 to 54% approval. That immediately went down to 42%. He says the American people saw it as a disaster. We had just spent $400 million at Bagram with the biggest air base in Central Asia, which would give us all sorts of options with Iran, China, and Russia. And he's absolutely right. When you think about what took place, when you think about the fact that we just ran away from it, literally just ran away from it, we left all of that there, and we said it was the point. I'm kind of burying the lead here. But when you look at where we are today, and you look at how we're flip-flopping around like a fish on the shore somewhere. We're flip-flopping around on Israel. Whether you agree with support of Israel or not, you can't say one day we support you wholeheartedly and we're here with you till the very end, and then suddenly say, hey, the way you're conducting the war, we don't like and we might withhold aid. You can't say to the Ukrainians that NATO's going to stand behind you and then have the Republicans and the Democrats and everybody else in Congress start debating about whether or not we should send more money to Ukraine. I mean, our enemies around the world watch that. You can't say to the Houthis, you know, stop shooting at us, and then what do? We don't take out their supply chain. We don't do anything with that. Instead, we just say, oh, look, we're going to take away blow down or blow up where your rockets are coming from. We're going to do all of those things. But, hey, we are not really ready to do anything serious that might cause problems. It is absolutely fascinating to me how we do that, how we absolutely kind of think that, oh, well, you know what, it was the greatest humiliation since whenever, and let's just ignore what really happened. When Victor Davis Hanson points this out and you realize that that might have been the tipping point, that early in the administration, 3 years ago, that might have been the tipping point where suddenly we realize that, wait a minute, maybe this guy is not the guy that we think he is. He's been a foreign policy disaster for, well, ever since he was vice president. Absolutely a foreign policy disaster.
Moment that it was decided by President Biden to withdraw the last 3,000 troops from Afghanistan, leaving the capital Kabul, leaving behind an estimated $85 billion worth of prime American military equipment. Was that the moment that our enemies saw weakness?
It was. That was the moment the Americans did, too. Remember, he was at about 50. There was still this goodwill, as we have for newly inaugurated presidents. But prior to August of 2021, he was polling 53-54% approval, and almost immediately he went down to 42. So the American people saw that as a disaster. And we had just spent $400 million at Bagram with the biggest air base in Central Asia with would give us all sorts of options with Iran or China or Russia, and we could have watched the Taliban, and they were behaving. And we fled in the greatest humiliation since Saigon, and we left our allies hanging without notice. We left thousands of American contractors, tens of thousands of sympathetic Afghans who were murdered or are sought out. And as you say, we left all of this hardware that's now appearing all over the world in terrorist contexts. And our enemies thought, well, if they're going to do that, they're not going to do anything to us. So almost immediately, Putin massed troops on the border, and we heard Biden say, well, if he goes in and it's a minor offensive, there'll be no consequences. Or let's suspend aid to Ukraine, $100 million, and he'll look at that magnanimity as friendship to be reciprocated. Didn't happen.
No, and I have to say, I've been confused myself over the years about Putin. I've always thought, well, this guy's a smart political operator. I mean, not somebody I want to take home to meet my mother. You know, not a country.
You know, the point that he made about, you think about when Putin started amassing troops on the Ukrainian border, what was the reaction of Joe Biden? The reaction was, oh, let's withdraw aid from Ukraine. And somehow that will send a signal to Putin that, look how magnanimous we're being. Look how thoughtful we're being. Well, we're going to disarm Ukraine, so you don't need to invade. And if you do, it would just be a minor incursion anyway. This president, I don't think anybody can question, is destroying the American world order, Pax Americana. You know, I know you get tired of me talking about Pax Americana, but let me explain to you why it's important that you focus on it. Because as long as they continue to do these things, and if they do get reelected, and in that reelection they continue with the same kind of foreign policy, that means that the American world order would continue to shrink. And as the American world order continues to shrink, and as our influence continues to shrink, that means that we suddenly become like Europe. We become like South American countries. And if the spending continues unabated, we become like Argentina. We become like France. We become like, well, at some point we may become like Venezuela. Because they're that determined to destroy everything, the free market, capitalism, limited government, individual liberty, all of the things that we talk about are being destroyed before our very eyes. And it started, and I think what struck me about that soundbite with Victor Davis Hanson was it absolutely started with the withdrawal from Afghanistan. The very first thing that he did, and he did it with the generals, including Mark Milley. You can criticize Mark Milley all you want to, but he did it even against the advice of someone like Mark Milley. Hey, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text any question or comment to 33103 and start your message with the word Mike or Michael.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Accurate are market predictions in your life? Likely, very few. But the yield curve is different. Since the 70s, it's been 100% accurate in predicting recessions when it stays inverted for 12 months. We've hit that 12-month mark. Maybe it's why big names like Warren Buffett and Jamie Dimon are making huge stock sales. Don't be fooled. A recession seems inevitable. But what does it mean for your retirement? Consider gold and silver. They're easy to buy, easy to sell, and they've never been worth zero. I'm Kevin DeMeritt from Lear Capital, and I'd like to send you our free Precious Metals IRA guide to help make sure your savings are protected. With a quick, no-obligation call, you can see how easy it is to get started. And when you call, ask how to get up to $15,000 in bonus gold with a qualifying purchase. Call 1-800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400.
800-927-2400.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Dragon Redbeard's in with me today. He says we got a talk back.
I usually listen to a car show live at this time, but it's a rerun today, so I turn it over and guess who's on? Dragon. I might have to listen to this show live from now on.
You know what?
But wait, there's more!
Michael, it's about time that Dragon is joining you on the weekend, too. It'll make the show a whole lot more fun. Have a great day.
Here's the problem. This is like, you know, so all these goobers out here in Radio Land, are particularly in the local audience, are a bunch of spoiled kids. And so you finally give in and you say, okay, we're going to take you to Disneyland or Disney World or some other, you know, crappy place. And so you take them there, and then they expect to do it the next weekend, and the next weekend, and the next weekend. And then they're going to be pissed off next weekend when you're not here, and I'm actually going to be in a better mood next weekend when you're not here. So, Jiminy Christmas. The, remember Lori Lightfoot, the mayor of Chicago?
Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice herself. Remember, so you had Lori Lightfoot, and everybody in Chicago got sick of her because the south side of Chicago is like a war zone. And there's all the black-on-black crime, and she really just didn't... I mean, I honestly watched that woman and thought to myself, you sincerely, genuinely don't care about the crime rate on the south side of Chicago. And you don't seem to either care or do anything, and so... She comes up for re-election. She loses in the primary. And I'm thinking, holy cow, the people of Cook County, the people in Chicago, are going to elect somebody who is going to actually come down hard on crime, try to clean up the South Side, offer, you know, all of the youth in the South Side of Chicago alternatives to gangs and try to get them out of gangs and really try to turn things around. Instead, they elect Mayor Brandon Johnson. My gosh. They went from a Marxist to... Well, might as well just be a communist. Brandon is pushing, the mayor of Chicago, is pushing Biden to authorize work permits for the nearly 500 million illegal aliens currently residing in all of Illinois. So he's not trying to, I mean, not only is he trying to take jobs away from people in Chicago, he's now trying to take jobs away from people in Illinois writ large. According to the mayor, Chicago alone can accommodate, several hundred thousand more illegal aliens. Now, if you're a single mother of two, or you're a grandmother trying to raise a child, or you're a family of four, just trying to make ends meet with inflation and everything else, and you have all this job insecurity, and now the mayor in your city is saying, hey, you know what? We could accommodate several hundred thousand more illegal aliens in this city, and we want you to change federal law to authorize them to work. He said, quote, we need the president to extend the same economic opportunities long term for our undocumented brothers and sisters so they can build a better life here in the city of Chicago or wherever else they decide to live. He argued that the state's illegal immigration population should benefit from the same economic opportunities accessible to legal residents. And I'm thinking to myself, what economic opportunities? Have you been to Chicago lately? Have you been to the South Side? I mean, poverty is getting worse. Gang violence is getting worse. The crime rate is skyrocketing. And you want to say that there are current economic opportunities for people in Chicago, and now you want to take those opportunities and give them to people that broke the law to come here in the first place and continue to break the law? And apparently he was backed by the Democrat mayors, including those from Denver, New York, Seattle, and San Francisco. All of those mayors submitted a formal request for the work permit increase of the Biden White House yesterday. He said, I remain, by yesterday, I mean Friday, depending on when you're listening. He says, I remain standing in my belief that a more inclusive and equitable future for all residents is truly possible, whether they arrived here yesterday or have been here for an extended period of time. You know, if I was that single mother who is trying to work maybe two jobs, or the grandmother who is trying to subsist on Social Security or whatever other social welfare benefits that she can get to try to raise the grandkids. Or I'm that mother and father who are trying to figure out how to juggle their shifts so that somebody can be at home, and they're worried to death about their kids joining a gang or getting caught in the crossfire of a gang. And now your mayor is saying, hey, just let all these illegal aliens come in, regardless of their backgrounds, regardless of their gang affiliation, regardless of anything else. And by the way, let's give them work permits too. No wonder there's anger. No wonder that blacks and Hispanics, no wonder that all demographics are pulling away from Biden. And while I would celebrate that and hope that they come over to, quote, our side and that we're able to defeat Biden in November, you have to stop and think, wait a minute. Whether that's politically to our advantage or not, we ought to recognize that what we're doing to our own citizens, regardless of party affiliation, is an abomination. And they truly just don't care. One of the things that I've struggled with the entire week on the weekday program, and that quite frankly I'm struggling with even on the weekend,
is this it me?
Besides you, besides you being in the studio, is the simple fact that don't laugh at me, and don't at me, but I'm coming to the realization that not only is this on purpose, I've recognized that for quite some time, but I'm also coming to the conclusion that they simply do not care. They don't care about the political ramifications. I mean, stop and think about that. You look at the southern border, and you look at this influx of illegal aliens and how it's just continuing to just get worse and worse and worse. And that he could think about what he did on his first week in office. He rescinded every executive order. I think there were either 69, 74, whatever the number is. He rescinded, let's just say 74. He rescinded 74 executive orders that Donald Trump had put in place that had resulted in the lowest number, and it didn't stop it, but at least it lowered the number of illegal aliens crossing into this country. He rescinded those. When he says that he's waiting for Congress to do something, he's lying to you, absolutely unequivocally lying to you, whether it's him or Kamala Harris, because all they have to do, he could sit at the Oval Office desk, if his head is putting in, he's awake yet, and he could say to the staff, he could say to his chief of staff, hey, you know those executive orders back in January of 2021 that I signed that got rid of everything that Trump did just because Trump had signed it? Would you find copies of those and cut and paste them? Or hell's bells, just bring the rescissions order to me and let me sign some document that rescinds my rescission and put them back in force.
It looks like Biden did 52 executive orders within the first 100 days.
52 of them?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did it say how many of those were illegal or were immigration executive orders or just executive orders in general?
Just executive orders in general, and there is a comparison here because I love comparisons. Trump did 39 in the first 100 days, Obama did 34, and Bush did 13.
13.
So he did more, 52. To 39 to 34
yeah.
to 13.
So let's just say that even half of those, or even a quarter of those, well, actually it doesn't make any difference. Let's just say it was one or two of them.
Diving a little bit deeper, it does look like there is immigration reversals were 10 of those.
Okay, so 10. So he could say to the chief of staff, hey, you know those 10 that I signed sometime during those first 100 days? Well, find those 10 and bring them back, and let's rescind our rescission. Let's put those back in effect. He could do that now, and I'm saying this, as someone who wants him to lose. I want him to lose.
For one more comparable, there were 15 coronavirus executive orders in those first 100
don't
days.
Don't even get me started.
And only
on
12
that.
Immigration.
Don't even get me started.
Comparables,
on that.
I love them.
I know, but don't even get me started on them. You're trying to get me off on a tangent now about COVID and the pandemic, and I refuse to do that.
I'm talking executive orders. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about immigration executive orders. And think about the insanity of this. So you look at the poll numbers, and Hispanics and suburban white women are just peeling off in droves. Black voters are starting to peel off. And the number one issue, which really
surprised Mike, but okay, go ahead.
Do what?
I said I'm not for sure about that, but go ahead.
Well, I think, but they are. He's starting to lose black votes. And the problem is, if you lose even, let's say, 5% of the black vote, that's going to tilt an election. And so if he's losing all of these votes, and I'm saying that From a political point of view, if I were a Democrat operative, I would say, wait a minute. If immigration is that important to all of those demographics, all of those different pillars of political identities, and you could reverse that and get those voters back under your tent, back into your tent, why wouldn't you do it? And the only conclusion that I can come to is because they simply don't care. It's more important to flood the country with illegal aliens than it is to even care about whether that's going to affect your base come November 5. That, to me, is shocking. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. And don't forget, you can find one of our 300-plus affiliates all around the country by simply going to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. Pull down the How to Listen tab, and you'll find all of the affiliates, when they air the program, and when they air the program. MichaelSaysGoHere.com.
Does social engineering from leftist corporations make you feel like we're living in the Twilight Zone? You're not alone. Pure Talk knows the silent majority is fed up. It's time to join the masses who have fled their old wireless company for something better. Pure Talk. Those of you who always have your neighbors back, who've pulled yourselves up by your bootstraps, who realize a little bit of elbow grease can fix just about anything. Pure Talk wants you. Get phenomenal coverage on America's most dependable 5G network for half the price of the other guys. With unlimited plans starting at just $20 a month, the average family saves almost $1,000 a year. And as a veteran-owned company, PureTalk is the company you can feel proud to do business with. Dial #250 and say switch now to make the switch. Dial #250 and say switch now and save an additional 50% off your first month with PureTalk.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. Sitting in with me today is my weekday producer, Dragon Redbeard, which many of you locally know, or if you've listened to the weekday program throughout the week. He's in with me today because he has a dinner to go to tonight.
I have brain damage.
Yeah, you have brain damage, and he has a dinner to go tonight, which will mean even more brain damage because of the dinner that I know he's going to. And so he said, hey, can I come in and sit down with you over the weekend? And I said, sure, you dumbass. Come on in.
I'm loving these text messages, though, at 33103. The shenanigans continue to the weekend. Nice. That makes up for the podcast debacle from last week.
The podcast debacle from last week, I'll sound like a Democrat here. We're not responsible for it. It's not our fault.
We like to blame Kelly, who does some of the show after us on the weekday. Yeah.
We want to blame iHeart's technical department, but we can't do that on air. Right. So we would never do that. We would never do that.
And now that Dragon is there, instead of you paying for weekend commercials, they might actually start to sponsor you. Is that Dragon I hear?
Mike and Dragon, because that chaps Mike's ass. Good to hear you. Yeah, it does chap my ass. But anyway, it is nice to have him here for the weekend. So back to that last segment about the Chicago mayor, and for that matter, who were the other mayors? It was Denver, Los Angeles. I don't think it was L.A. It was Denver. Let me find it. Jiminy Christmas, where did it go? Denver, New York, Seattle, and San Francisco. All asking the Biden administration now you think about the economy. And I know that people have a lot of qualms about job security, as they should. So let's look at California, for example. So they do this $20 minimum wage hike, which I'm always thinking to myself, if you're going to do $20, why don't you do $30? Why not do $35?
What was it you wanted here in Denver?
I want the minimum wage in Denver to be, because we're the Mile High City, I want it to be $52.80 an hour.
That's clever.
I really do. Because the dumbassery about minimum wage is thinking that if you increase the minimum wage, you're going to help people out, when in fact what you're doing is you're costing people their jobs. They're either going to eliminate the jobs and they're going to automate them. They're going to reduce their operating costs, and labor is number one, if not number two, in terms of costs of running a fast food place, because that's what they did in California, $20 for fast food places. And I don't have the stats in front of me, but Pizza Hut has already laid off 1,200 workers. McDonald's, Wendy's, everybody else is laying off workers. They're cutting back the number of jobs. They're cutting back, and they're automating certain things so they can use less human beings doing things. So I know that people have job insecurity, and I really feel badly about that. But the reason you have job insecurity is because of the policies of the Democrat Party that, and California is an example, because what happens in California, California is like a test ground. It's like Area 51. Let's go try it out in California and let's see how it works in California. And then we don't pay any attention to it. We don't pay any attention to how California is so screwed up that people are losing jobs left and right because they increase only on fast food. Now, ask yourself this question about fast food. Why would you increase the minimum wage in fast food restaurants, but you wouldn't do it in Gavin Newsom's favorite restaurant, the French Laundry? Why would you do it in a why would you do it at McDonald's, but here in Denver you wouldn't do it at Perry Steakhouse?
Let's not forget too that Gavin Newsom's best friend, who owns some Panera Breads, because bread is a singular sold item that's baked there, they don't have to follow the minimum wage hike.
Yeah, in fact, they carved out any place that sells baked bread as a separate menu item. Oh, they didn't have to do it, so that exempted Panera Bread. And to Dragon's point, so that guy contributed, I forget what the number was, $160,000.
$160-something,
so over $100,000 to Gavin Newsom's campaign.
And arguably, we don't know if that's a lot to a campaign or a little, but it's enough to, raise an eyebrow or two.
$160,000 to anybody's campaign, even a presidential campaign, is going to catch someone's attention. Even if it's spread over, 20,000, over eight times or something, that still gets accounted for. Now, what happened in California, though, is that suddenly, at least the cabal caught onto that and just asked, somebody raised their hand and said, hey, wait a minute, why is this exemption in here for a place that bakes and sells bread as a separate menu item, and that applies only to Panera Bread? And at least somebody, whether it was the Los Angeles Times, the San Francisco Chronicle, the Sacramento Bee, I don't care who it was, but somebody raised the question, and then suddenly it was like, oh, wait a minute, we're going to go ahead and raise our minimum wage to $20 an hour, too. So once, once somebody got caught, then it was like, oh, well, maybe we should do it. So there is this job insecurity all over the country. This past week I've talked about grocery price increases. The Wall Street Journal, by the way, it's called Biden-brand. Biden-brand.com. Go to that website.
Biden-mart.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're right.
Yep.
Biden-mart.com.
Which you can find at michaelsaysgohere.com.
Right. So go to that website, michaelsaysgohere.com. Find that website, Biden-mart.com. And it's just a list of grocery items. Now, I know that it is a Trump Super PAC-supported website. But if you don't believe that, go to the Wall Street Journal. They do exactly the same thing, comparing $100 worth of groceries today versus $100 worth of groceries 3 years ago. Yeah, it's bad. Absolutely bad. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. You can listen weekdays from 6 to 10 Mountain Time on your iHeart app on 630 KHAL right here in Denver. And you can listen on the weekends on Freedom 93.7 Real News, Real Talk.
Now, the Weekend with Michael Brown continues.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's HIMS.com/JOY.
Does your current trophy wife want a life insurance policy three times the size of your previous mistakes? Relax and call Big Lou at Term Provider. Big Lou says if you're in your 50s, even a bit porky, a $1 million term life policy should only cost about $200 to $300 per month. Call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He likes trophies, too. For affordable life insurance, call 800-529-2856.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. An East Coast earthquake disrupting life in the region for at least a day. Hofstra University professor of earth science, Dr. Brent Beddington, told AM 970 The Answer in New York it was fortunate yesterday's quake was fairly small.
We hope that New York City doesn't experience a magnitude, 5.5, which would do some damage. I suspect, water mains and things like that would be at risk.
Friday's quake was centered in northern New Jersey. It registered a magnitude of 4.8. Political writer Ben Domenech says President Biden is missing the mark on foreign policy when it comes to criticizing Israel, apparently to please anti-Israel voters inside the Democrat Party.
You know, if you have issues with America's allies, and obviously these issues crop up, inevitably in all sorts of different circumstances, you deal with them behind closed doors.
Domenech interviewed by the Salem Radio Network, a push for a revenue package, including hundreds of millions of dollars in taxes and fees in the Maryland General Assembly, raising concerns among some leading Democrats.
The reason for the concern, Republican former Governor Larry Hogan has made the race for Maryland's open U.S. Senate seat unusually competitive in the heavily Democratic state. Wary Maryland Democrats point out the race could determine who controls the Senate.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Powerful coastal spring storm clobbering New England this week, stranding people like Betty Tidd of Guilford, New Hampshire, inside their homes.
Been doing a lot of bird watching. We have about 50 birds at our feeders all the time, fluttering in and out, and we've been reading books and playing games and thinking about our next meal.
Snow showers continued to linger in the region on Friday, even as cleanup began. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. It's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
A small plane having engine problems struck two vehicles as it landed on a highway near North Carolina Airport.
The Federal Aviation Administration says the single-engine Landcare 360 with only the pilot on board landed on a highway near Raleigh Executive Jetport at Sanford Lee County Airport in Sanford on Thursday afternoon after experiencing engine problems. The FAA will investigate. Moncure Fire Department Chief Robert Shee says the plane struck two SUVs as it landed on U.S. Route 1, but only one sustained minor damage and no injuries were reported. He says the plane's landing gear was not deployed, so it landed on its belly. Keith Peters reporting.
President Biden will announce a new effort on Monday to reduce or eliminate student loan debt for millions of borrowers, an election year attempt to revive his goal of providing large-scale relief for Americans trying to pay off their college loans. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on a recall and a warning to consumers about the packaging for various laundry detergents.
The recall is for certain batches of Tide, Gain, Ace, and Ariel laundry detergents manufactured between September of 23 and February of this year. Procter & Gamble says the outer packaging can split open near the zipper track, making it easier for children to access the colorful pods, which have been confused for candy. Ingesting detergent can lead to very sick stomachs, liver and kidney damage, and skin and eye injuries. If you have the bags being recalled, you should first store them out of the reach of children, then contact Procter & Gamble. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Procter & Gamble is offering consumers full refunds on the lot numbers listed on their website. You'll find more of these stories at townhall.com.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
You and I are like peas and carrots, because we're both listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. This show is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get. Here are the rules of engagement. You can text message Michael at the number 33103. Start the text message with the word Mike or Michael, and you can ask Michael anything. You can download this show as a podcast. If you like, you can follow Michael on X, formerly Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. To check out Michael's merch, or to find out what time your local affiliate broadcasts his show, go to where Little Jenny says...
Michael says gohere.com.
What's that, Jenny?
Michael says gohere.com.
Hold on tight to your dreams. The show's about to begin. Back to you, Michael.
Hey, here we go. Welcome back to the program. I want to talk about Israel for a moment.
Real quick, do you want to jump into a couple of text messages?
Sure, what do we got? By the way, that's Dragon Redbeard, my weekday producer. And don't forget, you always can send me a text message just on your message app. The number's 33103, and you just start the text with the word Mike or Michael. Either one, I don't care. It doesn't make any difference.
From 8923, Mike, I am thoroughly enjoying your weekday producer. And from 7105, Michael, when are you going to launch Dragon Says GoHere.com? He is the star of the show.
You know, I don't know why I even agreed to the idea that, hey, you want to come in and sit with me for the weekend, you know, just see what the weekend's like so you can see what a real radio program's like?
2468, Michael, great vibe with Dragon today. Make it the normal, if possible.
I don't know.
Michael, I always wondered why my text messages on the weekend never were read. Now I know the brains of the operation wasn't there.
The brains of the operation. I find that one pretty funny. The brains of the operation. Man, I'm telling you, the goobers have stooped to a new low. Maybe it's that they're just they're realizing that, as we were all talking about during the break, everybody's kind of living on the edge right now, and I think the goobers are actually going off the edge right now. So I do want to talk about Israel, because, you know, once again, let's talk about an edgy topic.
Woohoo!
You know, when Premier came to me and offered me this this syndicated program, of course I jumped right at it. And I said, I was talking to Bill May, who's my program director, and Julie Talbot, who's the president of Premier. And I said, so what are you looking for? And Bill, without any reservation, said, I want you to do what you do every day during the week. And I thought, okay, are you sure you really want me to do that?
I don't think you really want us to do that.
And he's like, yes. And so I gathered that they had kind of been listening. So they were kind of like, okay, that's what we want you to do. Because I just don't pull any punches. And I don't want to pull any punches about Israel. Because, now, listen, I freely admit I'm a Zionist. I am a full-throated, 100% supporter of Israel for a whole host of reasons. I mean, moral, religious, militarily, internationally, I mean, culturally, any number of reasons that you can have to support Israel, you can probably put me in that category. Israel is a wonderful place. It truly is the land of milk and honey. And it is also the stabilizing force in the Middle East. You know, throughout world history, the Middle East has been a place that has just constantly been in turmoil. And that turmoil has always spilled over into, I mean, go back to the Roman Empire days. The turmoil in the Middle East spills over into the Roman Empire. You go back into the Dark Ages. Things going on in the Middle East spill out through all of Europe. The Middle East is, whether you want to accept it or not, is the spot in the entire world. And you think about Jerusalem. If you've never been to Jerusalem, it is the most fascinating place, I think, in terms of world history and in terms of everything that goes on everywhere in the world. It is all centered in Jerusalem. Because you have right there, you got Judaism, you got Christianity, you've got Islam, you've got all of these religions, boom, congregated right in Jerusalem. And Jerusalem has proven in modern times that those religions can live among themselves peacefully. But you get outside of Jerusalem and it all falls apart, completely falls apart. And so the stabilizing effect, whether we want to admit it or not, is that the Middle East is doesn't have to be, but in terms of a source of oil, is one of the primary sources from which Western Europe, the United States, and a lot of the world, including Communist China, gets its oil. In addition to that, obviously, you have Russia, and you have Canada, and you have the United States, and you have Venezuela, all giant oil-producing countries. And oil is, at the end of the day, a phrase I hate, but I'm going to use, at the end of the day, oil and natural gas, fossil fuels in general, provide the energy that we need to have the lifestyle that we currently live, including if you want to be an EV driver, which I just don't care, just don't ask me to subsidize it. If you want to drive an EV, go drive your EV all day long and have at it. But never forget that your EV and that battery and those stupid wind turbines and all those solar panels all are produced through oil. So the Middle East, as long as it remains stable, helps supply the world with the oil that we all need to do things. Now, I'm not advocating that we jump in and we go to war, but we need to try to keep the Middle East as stable as possible. During the Trump administration, it was recognized through the Abraham Accords that Saudi Arabia, for example, and so did Kuwait, so did Qatar, so did all these other nations recognize that, hey, wait a minute, our enemy really here is not Israel. Our enemy is the Iranians and the mullahs. So let's come to peace. Egypt, Saudi Arabia, they all recognize, let's come to peace with Israel. Let's get over this centuries-long battle and recognize that post-World War II, that's the Jewish homeland, and let's allow them to exist because we have a bigger threat. Israel was never a threat, but perceived by many to be a threat. But let's look at the rest of the world. Oh, it's the Iranians. The radical Islamists in the mullahs want to take over the Middle East. Death to Israel, death to the United States, And when they say it, they mean it. They absolutely mean it. So on October 7, when Israel was attacked by Hamas, the President of the United States, shortly thereafter, like within days, flew to Tel Aviv, or I don't know whether he actually went to Tel Aviv or Jerusalem, but wherever he went, Joe Biden went. And he told Benjamin Netanyahu in the Knesset, the parliament, if you will, of Israel, that the United States, as we always have, will stand fully behind you. But then, the Israelis did what they said they were going to do. And that was they started to eliminate Hamas. And that has led us to the point where we are today. John Kirby is now waffling, as is Joe Biden, in our support of Israel. And I think it's absolutely an abomination. Don't forget, on your podcast app, if you listen to this program on the podcast, subscribe to this podcast, The Situation with Michael Brown. That will automatically download the weekday program and the weekend program. So if you're on your app right now, go subscribe to The Situation with Michael Brown. Hang tight. John Kirby next.
Hey folks, Kevin DeMeritt from Lear Capital. I've been warning you for some time about our $34 trillion debt bomb. When it blows, are you ready? I ask this question to investors every day. If you started retirement planning 20 years ago, how much more do you need now? 2 times more? 4 times more? Runaway debt is causing the purchasing power of your dollars to evaporate, and money printing is accelerating. We're borrowing $1 trillion a year just to pay interest on our debt. So I ask, are you prepared to wake up one day to find the value of your savings slashed in half? If not, there's an answer. Gold. Government won't stop printing money, but you can help protect your wealth. Start by calling 1-800-927-2400 for Lear's free report on rising debt and rising gold. It's one of those light bulb moments. And when you call, ask how you can get up to $15,000 in bonus gold with a qualifying purchase. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400.
Hey, this is Cindy at Lauchs Landscape Supply, and we're celebrating spring with a sale April 1st through the 7th. It's your chance to save big bucks on products like our Garden Power Soil. Put the power in your garden for only $51.99 a yard. Or Dimension Free Emergent for only $32.99 for a 50-pound bag. Low mulch mix to prep for new sod or level up and seed the old will be on sale for $33.99 a yard. Beautiful base-like pavers will start at $3.99 a square foot. Thinking of a flat rock patio or walkway? Now's the time to save big across our entire flat rock selection. Get up to 25% off inside the store, including hand tools, pond parts, and so much more. Lauchs Landscape Supply's spring sale, April 1st through the 7th. Find us on the web at LauchsLandscapeSupply.com. Give us a call at 530-378-2220. Or just come see us at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Lauchs Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
It's April, so you know what that means. Hot cars! And Cool April Ice is back April 19th to the 28th. It's going to be bigger than ever. So mark your calendar for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shine, a drive-in movie, cornhole tournament with $1,000 in prizes. Don't forget to dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 26th. End the week by coming to the biggest show and shine of them all at the Civic Auditorium on Saturday, April 27th. There will be 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, a variety of vendors, and lots of chances to win prizes at our annual Poker Walk or Raffle City. Get your tickets today at any of the 8 local Napa Auto Parts stores to avoid the line. Cool April Nights returns April 19th to the 28th, so mark your calendars. For a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest. for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster is proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in, as always. You know, I do. I sincerely do appreciate people taking the time out on the weekend to listen to this, whether you're listening on the podcast. I know some affiliates carry the program live. They, like here in Denver, they carry it live, and they re-air it this evening. And then even my home studio, my home station, 630 KHOW, carries it on Sunday evening. So I know affiliates across the country do that, and you can listen at any time. But don't forget to download and subscribe to the podcast, The Situation with Michael Brown. And I would just say, too, I want to promote the weekday program simply because Dragon's here with me today. Be sure and listen, if you can, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. And if you're using the iHeartRadio app, it's 630 KHOW. Just search for that on your iHeart app, and you can listen from 6 to 10 Monday through Friday.
Getting a lot of love on the text line, 33103 from Goober number 9224. Mike, Abbott and Costello have reunited on the weekend, but which one is which?
Who's on first?
What's on second?
No, who's on what's on third?
No, I don't know. It's third base.
Yeah, well, I don't know. You know what? You know what's just as hilarious as the Abbott and Costello who's on first bit is Peter Ducey from Fox News asking John Kirby, the White House National Security Press Secretary, what is the United States policy on Israel? Now, I want you to put yourself in the position of two other types of countries. I want you to put yourself in the position of one of our allies. In this case, it might be Israel, because that's what we're going to talk about. But let's pretend that you're President Macron of France. Or you're the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. Or you're the Chancellor of Germany. Well, then let's think about our enemies. You're Xi Jinping. You're sitting in Beijing. Or you're Vladimir Putin sitting in Moscow or St. Petersburg, wherever he is today. You're Nicolas Maduro or Raul Castro down in Cuba. And you're listening to all of this because this is all publicly available intelligence, publicly available information. And so you hear the same things that everybody else hears. And you hear Joe Biden go to Israel and offer 100% American support. So you think, wow, you know, those Americans, they stand by their friends. And then Israel accidentally kills 7 aid workers. Now, you know, feces happen. You know the bumper sticker, the S word happens. And I'm not trying to downplay the death of 7 aid workers. But it doesn't surprise me that 7 aid workers in an urban war zone happened to get killed accidentally by the Israeli Defense Forces. Any more than, I'm not surprised that the United States of America takes out 10 civilians in Kabul, Afghanistan, because they see a guy loading water bottles into a truck, and somehow they think that he's the Abbey Gate bomber, so we send a drone to destroy his house, and we kill 10 innocent civilians and a guy who had nothing to do with the Abbey Gate bombing. But nobody says a word about that. But Israel does something, and somehow we expect them to avoid at all costs. In fact, we're now virtually demanding that they stop their incursion into the Gaza Strip because 7 civilians were killed. Wow. If that was the attitude that we had during World War II, I firmly believe that the Imperial Japanese and the German Nazis would control the world. And we would not be living in the country that we live in today. I sincerely believe that. Because when you appease your enemies, and when you vacillate on your allies, you create a vacuum. And you should understand unequivocally that power abhors a vacuum, and power will move into that vacuum. So when you start saying to your allies, well, you know, we're not quite sure, we think you ought to be doing this or that, and if you don't do this or that, we're going to withhold aid. And of course, the Israelis are like, you know what, October 7th, we were attacked, much like we were on September 11th, and we're going to go in and we're going to destroy those people so that our people can live in safety and security. And we're going to do whatever it takes to destroy Hamas. Now, the Israeli Defense Forces do an amazing job, considering that it's urban warfare. If you don't understand what the Gaza Strip looks like, go to Google Earth. Go to Google Earth and just type in the search bar, Gaza Strip, and go look at the Gaza Strip from Google Earth. And then kind of zoom in and see how, now not every place, there's still some countryside, but you look at how dense of an urban area that is. It makes Manhattan, it makes New York City look like Western Oklahoma, a Great Plains. That's how dense it is. So, this week, the White House, in a 30-minute phone call to Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli Prime Minister, Joe Biden told them, and I'm sure Netanyahu was rolling his eyes on the other end of the phone call, hey, you gotta back off. You've got to be more careful. In fact, we think you ought to conduct operations this way or that way. You know, I've got a little bit of experience with that. You know, during Hurricane Katrina, I was on the ground. I was in Baton Rouge. I was in New Orleans. I was in Biloxi. I was in all of those places that were horribly affected so that I could make certain that operations were doing what they were supposed to be doing. But then somebody back in D.C., somebody by the name of Michael Chertoff, who was at that time the Secretary of Homeland Security, told this Undersecretary of Homeland Security, you need to go stay behind a desk, and you need to conduct operations from behind a desk. Well, what bullcrap. You can't do it that way. So now we're trying to tell somebody halfway around the world how they ought to conduct military operations in an urban area. It's insanity, utter insanity. So Peter Doocy of Fox News had the cojones to actually ask John Kirby about it.
They are facing broader threats throughout the region, including directly and publicly from Iran.
Peter.
John, a follow-up on that first. Did the CIA warn Israel, or did President Biden warn Netanyahu today about an Iranian plan to attack inside Israel within 48 hours?
I'm not going to talk about intelligence matters, Peter. I think you can understand. They did talk about a very public and very viable, real threat by Iran to Israel's security, and I think I need to leave it at that. It's really as far as I can go.
On October 7th, President Biden said, my administration's support for Israel's security is rock solid and unwavering. That is not true anymore, correct?
It is true. Still true today.
How is his support unwavering, but you're also reconsidering policy choices?
Both can be true.
They cannot be true. They're completely different things.
No. I'm sorry. He is wavering.
You
know what? Peter Doocy's right on this. They're entirely opposite things. Either you're 100% behind, or you're asking for different operations.
Does your current trophy?
goofy wife want a life insurance policy three times the size of your previous mistakes? Relax and call Big Lou at Term Provider. Big Lou says if you're in your 50s, even a bit porky, a $1 million term life policy should only cost about $200 to $300 per month. Call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He likes trophies, too. For affordable life insurance, call 800-529-2856.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey, guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to Hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not. No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Experience for the first time glowing wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. Talking about Israel. Because what's happening in Israel, just like what is happening in Ukraine versus Russia, what's going on in the Taiwan Straits, are all tipping points right now. And this country's being led by a guy who, as Dragon likes to point out often, Dragon, what's your one main thing about Dragon, about Joe Biden and foreign policy?
Well,
your one big bugaboo.
The biggest problem I have with him is that when we were trying to kill the mind behind the terrorist attack of 9/11,
what was that guy's name? Bin Laden or something?
Yeah,
like
some, yes. Some unknown guy,
right,
that we haven't,
yeah,
been trying to hunt for, you know, nearly a decade. But he was the only, Biden was the only person in the room who didn't want to kill him.
Yeah. Hillary was sitting there. Obama was off over on the other side. All the generals were there. They were watching the operation, the White House Situation Room. And
Biden didn't want to take him out.
Yeah, you know, maybe we need to think about this. Maybe we need to think about this. So Peter Doocy is trying to get Kirby to admit that you can't say on the one hand that we have unwavering support, and on the other hand, we're considering policy changes if you don't change the way you conduct the war.
I do like this text message that came in at 33103. It appears that we're supposed to support Israel as long as they don't fight to win.
Yes. And in fact, the point that I want to get to is, do you know who I think is winning this war right now? Who do you think is winning this war? I think the Iranians are winning the war. Now, I don't think it has to be that way. And I don't think it has to stay that way. But I think because of what this White House is doing right now, the Iranians are winning. You think about the continuing destruction in Gaza, and now there's this global fallout. One thing I think becomes even clearer every single day, even as the war kind of stutters right now, because they've kind of gotten down to the, you know, it's kind of that. It's kind of like you've done all of the easy part, and now you've gotten to the really hard part. You've got all of these refugees kind of crammed into the southern end of Gaza. And Hamas, which obviously always, and we know this for a fact, hides behind citizens, is now kind of squeezed in at Rafah, at the southern end of Gaza. And now it's even more difficult for the IDF forces to conduct that urban warfare, because now you got everybody compacted. So that's what I mean by the war is kind of stuttering a little bit. And it's stuttering also because the politics in Israel is this. Israelis almost 100% support what the Israeli Defense Forces are doing. They are 100% behind this war. They're not 100% behind Benjamin Netanyahu because he has other domestic policy issues. I don't want to go into those right now, but just suffice it to say, Benjamin Netanyahu has domestic policy issues. Then on top of that, you've got the American president who is now saying, well, you know what, you killed 7 people, and they were innocent, and they were aid workers. And yeah, they were there, and you know, we know it was an accident. In fact, in one soundbite, which I won't waste time playing for you, John Kirby even said, I think he was on one of the Fox News shows, he said, well, we know the IDF has taken responsibility, they've issued a report, and they understand what went wrong, and they're going to correct it. And then Kirby said something to the effect, but we can't wait to look at the report ourselves to see whether or not we believe it. Really?
Just for clarification on my end, these 7 aid workers were in an active war zone,
yes,
correct?
Yes, they were.
Just want to make sure I had that clear.
Yes.
That these people chose to be in an active war zone.
Just like the press goes into an active war zone, and the press wears body armor, but these aid workers were not.
don't mistake what I'm trying to say here is that,
right.
I do not care for these people that have died in this accident, but they knew what they were doing. They knew where they were.
Absolutely. And the IDF was doing everything they could to avoid this kind of tragedy. But you know what? Again, S-word happens. So even as this, as I say, the war is, the best word I can come up with is it's stuttering. The Iranians brought her campaign against it. And by extension, what we might call the American-led order is growing in strength. 6 months on from October 7th. It's kind of hard to see how Israel can achieve its stated goals of dismantling Hamas and rescuing any remaining hostages. The IDF has only rescued 3 hostages during its ground operations, which is a good, I think that's a good indicator of how unrealistic the idea of getting all of the hostages is. But Hamas is also far from defeated. The terror group's top 3 commanders remain at large. Its fighters are already reemerging in areas of Gaza City that were supposedly cleared. And Israel claims to have killed approximately half of its 40,000 fighters. Half of it means there's 20,000 left. But given the amorphous nature of the terror campaign and the radicalizing effects of Israel's operations on the population itself within Gaza, the notion of totally eliminating Hamas might be fanciful. Now, I only say that as a very distant observer. But what makes me wonder about it is the Iranians have to be looking at it, and they have to be realizing, oh, America's beginning to waver. Oh, now that there were mistakes made and there were 7 civilians killed, can you imagine? I keep in my mind trying to compare 7 civilians killed in Gaza with the thousands that are killed in Japan or China or Formosa at the time or Dresden, Germany, or anywhere else in Italy or anywhere else. Poland? On the Eastern Front? Or you go to the Western Front during World War One, and the trench fighting and all of the civilians that get killed in those world wars, and now we're, oh my God, we're wringing our hands over 7. And again, I'm not trying to minimize the death of those 7. I'm just saying let's have a little perspective here. And the perspective that the Iranians have is, aha, once again, America and Israel can't conduct a war. Now, I want to emphasize, I think that we can conduct a war. I think our military, and I think the Israeli Defense Forces, are probably the best in the world. And then I would add in the Brits. And obviously, you watch what the Ukrainians are doing with limited resources. I might put them in the same category. And that category is they're really damn good at killing people and breaking things, which is what you have to do to win a war. But when you start, oh my gosh, we've got 7 dead. Now we're going to reconsider our policy with regard to the Israeli war. That sends a clear message to Tehran that, oh my gosh, the Iranians are thinking, yeah, hallelujah, that, Allah Akbar, that, oh, Americans are getting weak again. Can we ever win a war again? Can we truly ever win a war again? Can the Israelis be allowed to do what they need to do to eliminate Hamas? I think Israel had not just a right, but a duty to respond to October 7 and all of those atrocities. No state could stand by and do nothing. No nation could suffer those kinds of losses and not respond. But the events set in motion by October 7 were always going to be about more than just Israel and Gaza. Because a localized war has now become perhaps the primary focus in the primary front in a much broader conflict between the American-led order on the one hand and on the other, a kind of loose axis of states that really have little in common except a common desire to oppose that American order. In the Middle East, the primary players are the Iranians. And the Iranians are exploiting events with sadistic ruthlessness. and amazing efficacy. As ever, the Iranian strategy is kind of ad hoc, especially given their own internal unrest and the dying supreme leader. Yeah, we Americans don't know that. The supreme leader of Iran is, well, he's not on his deathbed, but he's sick. And there's an internal fight going on. Are we going to support any revolution that might occur when the supreme leader dies? Or are we going to be too busy wringing our hands? Or is Joe Biden too busy appeasing whoever he can? So, yeah, the Iranians appear to be winning right now, even with a dying supreme leader. The American world order is shrinking. Oh, it simply drives me nuts. And again, just whether it's American domestic politics or it's American foreign politics, this administration seems to be absolutely on the wrong side of every single issue. You can text any, don't forget, you can text any question, any comment to this number, 33103. Start your message with the word Mike or Michael. And remember, I read every single one of them. Don't forget to text. Do it now.
How accurate are market predictions in your life? Likely, very few. But the yield curve is different. Since the 70s, it's been 100% accurate in predicting recessions when it stays inverted for 12 months. We've hit that 12-month mark. Maybe it's why big names like Warren Buffett and Jamie Dimon are making huge stock sales. Don't be fooled. A recession seems inevitable. But what does it mean for your retirement? Consider gold and silver. They're easy to buy, easy to sell, and they've never been worth zero. I'm Kevin DeMeritt from Lear Capital, and I'd like to send you our free Precious Metals IRA guide to help make sure your savings are protected. With a quick, no-obligation call, you can see how easy it is to get started. And when you call, ask how to get up to $15,000 in bonus gold with a qualifying purchase. Call 1-800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I just sincerely appreciate you tuning in. I got both Damien and Dragon Redbeard with me today, and so it's a rough job.
I'm enjoying the text messages at 33103. I think Beavis and Butthead is more accurate than Abbott and Costello.
Yeah, you know what? I actually might agree with
probably
that.
Right there.
Yeah.
Am I in those texts also or no?
Do what?
We did get one. Caught Damien's voice today, too. Thanks for keeping the show running on the weekends, Damien.
Well, greetings and salutations. Thank you so much.
Yeah, yes. And so let me tell you about Damien real quickly. I want to get to Trump and his comment about the Israeli war, but here's what Damien's doing. So Damien's daughter likes – you don't mind me telling this story, do you, Damien? Well, I don't really care. I'm going to tell it anyway.
Ain't nothing sacred with Michael. Whatever you tell him, he's going to say it on the air.
Right.
Well, unless you talked about it earlier, so it's no biggie.
Right. And unless you invoke the attorney-client privilege, to me it's show prep. It's total show prep. So Damien's griping about his daughter likes a particular toothpaste, and so he goes to the dollar store.
Which is where you normally find the toothpaste.
Right, where he normally finds it. And he walks in, and I'd love to just see his face. So he walks in the dollar store, goes to the toothpaste aisle, and guess what he sees? No toothpaste.
None whatsoever.
None whatsoever. Not one tube, as he said. And I love that phrase. Not one tube. There's not one damn tube. It's not like a song, right? Not one damn tube. And so then he goes to the next dollar store.
They didn't have it locked up in the back or anything?
Yeah, it wasn't even locked up.
All right.
I mean, you'd think in L.A. it'd be locked up or something. But no, he goes to another dollar store. And both places, they tell him, no, son, there's no toothpaste here. None whatsoever. So, young man, you need to go somewhere else. Target. So he ends up at Target. So now here's a guy who's looking for toothpaste for his daughter at the dollar store. But his mom, who's on a pretty strict diet, needs soup. So for that, he goes to Whole Foods and pays $15 for a container of soup for his mom.
It's one hell of a son right there.
I'm telling you what, that just goes to show because I think every guy would do the same thing for his mom.
I mean, I appreciate it, fellas, and I'm glad that you guys said that on air. I'm going to make sure I play this back for my mom.
But you're right. Hey, the kids, you know what? You get the cheap crap toothpaste at the dollar store, but the daughter likes it, but mom, sure, let's go to Whole Foods and find some $15 soup.
It's getting expensive out here, fellas.
You're the one who lives in California, not us. And besides, you living in California, I know you make that big salary as being the producer and doing all those shows that you do out in California. So, you know, you got the big salary, so we don't have any sympathy for you whatsoever.
I make big money off of the Weekend with Michael Brown. That's where I make the bulk of my money.
I know you do.
Because this show is syndicated over 15,000 affiliates.
Billion, trillion, gazillion stations.
Absolutely.
And so if we could just add one more affiliate, then Damien can go to Whole Foods and he could actually buy two things of soup for his mom. So I'm just saying to Lynn, who's our affiliate relations person, Lynn, I just need one more affiliate, not for me, I'm fine. I'm full of affiliates, but I need one more affiliate just for Damien so he can buy some more soup. So, in fact, when I send Lynn the promo for next week's weekend program, I'll say, hey, Lynn, by the way, could you just find me one more affiliate so that we could get Damien some soup? And if I can't do that, I'll just email my program director out in Sherman Oaks and just say, hey, Bill, could I get Damien like a $15 a week, just $15 a week is all I need.
Stipend, yeah. That's all I need.
All I need, just $15 a week so he can get soup. That's see, I care about my producers.
Man, I appreciate that, Michael.
Yeah, well, you know what?
It's weird, I don't feel the same love on the weekday show. Huh.
What do you mean? I'm taking your lunch today, bucko.
We never discussed who was buying. I figured we were.
Well, no, I'm buying because, look, I'm taking you and Mrs. Redbeard to lunch today.
Yeah, she's actually excited. Me? I already spent 3 hours with you.
Well, you know, I'm excited because I get to talk to Mrs. Redbeard and I get to talk about you for, you know, lunchtime. So, Damien, you're welcome to join us if you want to.
I appreciate it. I'll be flying in soon.
You can get the premier, you know, Gulfstream and join us, and we'll wait an hour.
Michael will send the limo.
That's right. I'll send the limo for you, too. Trump made some, I think, appropriate headlines for once. Bless his heart. He said that Israel's got to quickly end the war against Hamas because, according to him, the Jewish state is losing the PR war. He told Hugh Hewitt on his radio program, quote, get it over with and let's get back to peace and stop killing people. And that's a very simple statement. They've got to get it done. Get it over with and get it over with. And get it over with fast because we have to. You have to get back to normalcy and peace. Now, he specifically called out Israel, and I happen to agree with him on this one, for releasing video footage of its military action against the Hamas where they're showing that they've blown up some buildings. Well, you know what? Stop it. I was giving a speech in Israel one time, and rockets, as we were doing a tour, rockets from the Gaza Strip landed close to us, and we went over to look at the damage. And by the time we got to the damage, they were already repairing it. And I said, why are you doing this? Why don't you show the world what, you know, is happening here? And this general looked at me and said, kind of in a condescending way, son, don't you realize... they don't care. The world doesn't care about whether we're being hurt or not. And I thought about that, and I thought, you know what, you're right. So I don't know why they're showing what they're doing right now. Trump's probably right. Quit showing us the video of what your operations are. Quit showing the buildings crumbling. Quit showing the rockets that you're firing. Quit showing all of that. Just conduct your war and get it over with. Now, I would disagree with Trump about this. Yes, I want Israel to get back to normalcy and peace. But, and I don't think Trump was implying this. I don't think Trump was implying that, you know, you ought to stop, but, you know, like maybe speed it up and get it done, which I know is a military, really difficult thing to do considering where they are right now. But yeah, they probably are losing the PR war. And that's a shame because you know what? We're adding to that. We're absolutely adding to it. Follow me on X, Facebook, and Instagram. Go follow me right now. You can find all of those icons at MichaelSaysGoHere.com. MichaelSaysGoHere.com.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Does social engineering from leftist corporations make you feel like we're living in the Twilight Zone? You're not alone. Pure Talk knows the silent majority is fed up. It's time to join the masses who have fled their old wireless company for something better. Pure Talk. Those of you who always have your neighbors back, who've pulled yourselves up by your bootstraps, who realize a little bit of elbow grease can fix just about anything. Pure Talk wants you. Get phenomenal coverage on America's most dependable 5G network for half the price of the other guys. With unlimited plans starting at just $20 a month, the average family saves almost $1,000 a year. And as a veteran-owned company, Pure Talk is a company you can feel proud to do business with. Dial pound 250 and say switch now to make the switch. Dial pound 250 and say switch now and save an additional 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.